All right, we are ready for baseball. The first pitch is on the way, and it's grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Gage Cade with a leadoff single for the Taylor Wildcats.
Good start for Taylor, and again, in the game you think you're going to, the runs are going to be at a premium. You want to get started early, and they did in that game. Talking to Coach Peters before the game, he said in their district championship game against Fort Meade, by the way, is under 500. They gave it four runs in the first, had some errors, some walks, and got back to 4-3, but could not get that tying run. So that's why they're on the road here playing Trenton to start. A tough matchup, and they kicked the ball around in one inning against Fort Meade, and that cost them their district championship game.
Simmons delivers a strike on the inside part of the plate to Thomas Belke, starting in center field today. Defensively for the Tigers, Colton Rucker behind the plate, catching around the horn left to right. Michael Smith at third base, Chase Malloy at short, Daniel Plank at second, Wyatt Langford at first. This ball bunted right back to the mound. Quickly off the mound, Simmons gets to it, throws to first in time. 1-3 put out as Cade moves to second on the sacrifice. In the outfield left to right, Trey Sanchez, Zachary Hardy, and Jacob Guthrie. So a runner at second with one out, top of the first, no score, just underway. Here is Austin Wood, who's going to be playing at Stetson University.
And the senior, he's batting 500 too this year, four home runs, 25 RBI, 35 hits, 20 runs scored. Big right-handed hitter who also will be on the mound tonight for the Taylor Wildcats.
And on the mound, he is a guy that has a decent fastball. His slider is his pitch he goes to when he needs an out. A ball pops off the glove of Rucker. That will be a pass ball, and Cade will move down to third base. So Taylor with a runner at third and one out, and the count one ball and one strike to Austin Wood. Got a nice breeze blowing in the press box, an open-air press box, which is nice.
Yeah, the sun is right in the eyes here, but it will be down soon as we look towards left field. And dimensions here are 310 down the left field line, 290 in right field, 365 to straightaway center.
Kind of jammed him inside, but it's a base hit in the center field, and Taylor takes a 1-0 lead, an RBI single by Austin Wood. That's how you help yourself on the mound. So the Wildcats draw first blood.
Yeah, two hits, a sacrifice as well. And you're right, a quick run there as Wood continues to hit the ball well. And he gets a line drive single right up the middle to give him for his RBI number 26, which does lead the Taylor Wildcats, and they take a 1-0 lead.
That'll send up Nathan Peterson, 6'4" senior. Must have missed a stolen base. Actually, let's see, the pass ball. You missed the pass ball.
I'm sorry, it was a pass ball.
Yeah. There's a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. It's knocked down by Chase Malloy, but he will have no throw.
Nathan Peters with an infield hit. It was a nice play by Malloy to his right, but just couldn't get any throw on it as he got in front of it. Nice start for Taylor. Already three hits against Simmons. And, again, tonight we feel like runs are going to be hard to come by. Good start for the Taylor Wildcats. We were at Bryant Field here in Trenton, 2013 state champions, Trenton Tigers.
Runners at first and second for Lane Phillips, and he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Fifth batter to come to the plate here in the top of the first. Taylor, as we were mentioning, with a 1-0 lead after a leadoff single, a sack bunt, and then a pass ball.
Phillips, 349 average, 18 RBI, six doubles.
Next pitch in there for strike two, nothing and two the count.
He's a junior as well for Taylor.
0-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball one. One ball, two strikes, one out, two on. Taylor with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Hope to give you scores of other games. Union County at Madison County. Williston hosting Lafayette. Simmons from the stretch, his next pitch. Another ball off the glove of the catcher. Another pass ball. That will get the runners up another base.
Yeah, boy, a real chance for Taylor to get three runs in here. And on a second and third, one out, or at least a crooked number here on the top of the first with a 2-2 count against Lane Phillips now.
Righty versus righty matchup. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. 1-0 Taylor, top of the first. Game scheduled for 7. Top 10 battle. Trenton ranked number one. Taylor ranked 6th in the PrepZone.com state baseball poll. Call strike three. Good pitch at the knees. Lane Phillips caught looking. That is the first strikeout of the game for Trent Simmons and the second out of the inning.
Yeah, nice breaking ball in there for strike three. First strikeout for Simmons, and now a chance to get out of the inning with Steven Bender coming up.
Bender, a sophomore, 5'9" righty. He swings at a pinch in the dirt for strike one.
Yeah, Bender coming in with a .291 average, 3 RBI, 55 at-bats, 16 hits this year.
No balls, one strike. Runners take their leads. Wood at third base, Peterson at second. And the pitch from Simmons. Inside corner called strike two, nothing and two.
That froze Bender, who thought it was coming in, and it broke back down low and out for strike two.
On deck, Brandon Neely, just an eighth grader.
I'm just taking a look at Austin Wood at third base. He is tall.
Yes. 0-2 pitch is hit on a couple of hops over to second. Plank is there. His throw to first will be in time. 4-3 put out, and the inning is over. But Taylor gets on the scoreboard first. They score one run on three hits. There were also two pass balls in the inning. No errors, and two were left on base. We've completed a half inning of play. It's Taylor 1, Trenton coming to bat, and we'll leave it right here so that we can.
Our starting lineups.
We'll give you the starting lineups.
Right. Brought to you by the Prep Zone. The latest polls, stories, broadcast links, scores, and more. Please visit the Prep Zone online at www.theprepzone.com. Also check us out on Twitter and Facebook at the Prep Zone. Here's Trenton's lineup. Leading off is the shortstop, number 2, Chase Malloy. Batting second, playing third base, number 3, Michael Smith. Hitting third and DH is number 16, Randy Fuller. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 8, Wyatt Langford. Hitting fifth is the left fielder, number 11, Trey Sanchez. Batting sixth and catching, number 1, Colton Rucker. Hitting seventh is the right fielder, number 5, Jacob Guthrie. Batting eighth and playing second base, number 22, Daniel Plank. And hitting ninth, the center fielder, number 20, Zachary Hardy. And they will face the right-hander, Austin Wood, on the mound for Taylor. 5-2 with a 1.0 ERA, 10th appearance, 4th start. And in 49 innings pitched, how about these numbers? In 49 innings pitched, he's allowed 30 hits, 11 runs, 5 walks, 85 strikeouts.
Wow.
In 49 innings pitched. Opponents are hitting .163 against Austin Wood. And, boy, that was why it was important for Simmons to get out of that first inning with only one run scoring. If it's 3-0, you're staring at a big deficit against Wood early in this game. So Trenton, now we'll see what they can do as they come up in the bottom of the first.
Way he pitches, you never know. One might be enough.
Right, and you mentioned those numbers. How about 49 innings? He's averaging a strikeout nearly in 3/4 per inning. And he's also got 5 walks, 85 strikeouts, 5 walks. Those are just really incredible numbers for a high school pitcher. And he is a senior who is heading to Stetson to land not that far from Pearson. So he'll go right up the road to play for Stetson University.
Your umpires for today, at first base, Jamie Fike, at third base, Steve Smithy, and behind the plate, Jason Fury. Trent Simmons, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned it, he is heading to Hillsboro Community College.
Right, Hillsboro.
So both pitchers will be playing at the next level.
Now this Trenton team hits .350 as a team, 151 RBI, 186 runs, and they can really slug it. And Chase Malloy, .392 leading off, has driven in 13 runs, 9 doubles, 4 triples, and a home run.
The junior takes ball one.
Malloy is a name that's been very prominent in this area between Chiefland and Trenton. Tommy Malloy batting facility out there on the left field corner. Played at Trenton.
1-0 pitch popped up to second. Backpedaling now in the outfield. Mm. That is Steven Bender. He'll make the catch for out number one.
Marty Malloy, who played at Chiefland, spent some time in the majors with the Atlanta Braves. Here's the defensive alignment for Taylor. Let me see yours because I got two first basemen here. No, I need Taylor. Taylor, defense.
That is Taylor's defense.
I'm sorry. Nathan Peterson at first base. Not sure. Nathan Peters, pardon me. That is Steven Bender at second,
Peterson.
Brandon Neely at short, Lane Phillips at third, Tucker Lewis in left, Thomas Belkey's in center, Daniel Gemeinhardt in right field, Gage Cade behind the plate, and on the mound, Austin Wade. Sure, I've got Peters. Okay.
This is a bunt attempt. He offered at it and missed it. Michael Smith behind in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, two strikes, one out. The 0-2 pitch. Well, the batter had stepped out. The pitch came anyway, but timeout had been called, so no pitch.
My lineup was taking a picture, was taking the sun on it, so I thought it was Peters. It is Nathan Peterson at first base.
The 0-2 pitch from the right-hander to the righty. Ground ball underneath the glove of Wood. Scooped up at second. Close play at first, but in time, Bender makes a good play coming in for out number two. 4-3 put out. He's recorded
very close.
Both the outs.
Very close at first.
Number 10,
you know, this field is a little different in that there is no outlying line to let you know where the outfield begins. Usually you've got grass and then you've got or clay and then you've got the
right.
grass for the outfield. All the clay is around the bases.
Yeah, a little bit around third and first, a circle around second. So two outs already. That was a close play there as Steven Bender made that throw to first.
This is Randy Fuller. He's a dangerous hitter.
Yeah, Fuller this season, their leading hitter for Trenton. He is coming in 481. He's driven in 13 runs with two home runs.
Next pitch. That one's taken low for a ball.
DH for Trenton. You heard Coach Adam Burton say that he took some time off from baseball, and he's come back and been better than ever this year for the Tigers. A junior, Randy Fuller.
One ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball. He blew it by. Strike two. Austin Wood with a very good fastball, but his slider is what he kind of depends on.
By the way, the winner of tonight's game.
1-2 pitch. He kept it low, and it swung on and missed for strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the first inning as Austin Wood gets his first strikeout of the game. We'll head to the top of the second. It's Taylor 1, Trenton nothing. You're listening to High School Baseball right here online at theprepzone.com.
There's a need for officials at all levels in all sports.
All financial institutions offer the same products and services. So what matters the most when choosing yours? The people, of course. At Drummond Community Bank, you're not just a number. You have a name, and that's how we'll greet you when you walk in the door. Come in today for a pleasant, warm banking experience that's sure to impress. Visit us on the web at drummondbank.com to find our most convenient location. Drummond Community Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Introducing the Ultimate Chicken Club.
Club Chicken.
The hottest club in town.
Bok Bok.
No cover Fridays.
Or any days.
Because it's a sandwich.
Sonic's Chicken Club Sandwich.
With crispy bacon, peppercorn, mayo, brioche bun.
So hot.
The Ultimate Chicken Club.
It's a sandwich.
This is how you Sonic.
That's a restaurant. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Almost don't need any playback music coming back here.
Yeah, we've got the setup of the speakers right next to us. Yeah, you can pretty much hear the music clearly. So we go to the second inning. I'm going to say before the inning ended, the winner of this game plays the Brantford-Fort Meade winner. And that game is tonight at Fort Meade. That would be in the regional final next Tuesday. And Trenton would be at home against Brantford or play at Fort Meade. Pearson Taylor would travel either way. So Trenton probably obviously wanting to win and hope Brantford wins.
First pitch of the inning is a strike to Brandon Neely. Again, only an eighth grader.
Trenton won the 1A District 6 title at Brantford, tournament championship game.
0-1 pitch from Simmons. Bounced foul behind home plate. Nothing in two. Union County failed to score in the top of the first. Madison County with a leadoff triple in the bottom of the first. A game played at Madison County tonight. Also try to give you updates of Williston's game against Lafayette. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. He kept it low and away. Second strikeout for Simmons.
Yeah, looks like Simmons is settling down after giving up hits to three of the first four batters he faced. He's had two of the last three hitters he struck out. So Simmons starting to get in the groove. Yeah, there, after last night, not a lot of teams in the area left. In fact, 1A teams are all that's left. Keystone Heights eliminated by the Villages last night. P.K. Young lost at South Sumter. And Columbia losing at home to St. Augustine. And those baseball teams in North Central Florida, that's it. I mean, we're down to 1A. These three teams playing tonight in 1A. Marion County, on the other hand.
Tucker Lewis grounds this one up the middle and scooped up in behind the bag at second by Malloy. His throw to first is in time. Great play by Chase Malloy.
It was a nice play and good play behind second by Malloy, but good scoop at first as well by Langford. But, yeah, think of it this way, in Marion County, Mike, even Vanguard lost last night, North Marion lost last night, and if Bellevue is still alive, they won.
Bellevue softball and baseball split.
They'll play Dinellen now.
Columbia baseball and softball split.
Yeah, baseball lost, and then
this one is lined right to Malloy, who reins to his right and catches the ball as he prevents it from getting into the outfield, and it's a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the second inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the second. We'll keep it right here and let you know this about the FHSAA with our score. Taylor 1, Trenton nothing.
Right to the broadcast of this 1A regional semifinal, the 2017 FHSAA Class 1A Baseball Championship, have been granted to the PrepZone.com of the Florida High School Athletic Association. It's intended solely for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or the use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Florida High School Athletic Association is prohibited.
How about this, Marty? In the bottom of the first, Lafayette already leading Williston 2-0.
Good start for Lafayette tonight in Williston. Lafayette 11-13 coming in, advanced as a runner-up to Madison County in 1A District 5. Sportsmanship is having pride in your school, your team, and yourself. Sportsmanship is respect for the game and those who play it. The Florida High School Athletic Association reminds you to take on the responsibility of good sportsmanship. Play strong, play hard, and play fair. This message provided by the Prep Zone and the FHSA. But saying, though, Mike, last night, it's not a good night. But in Marion County, this has some teams left. Bellevue will help play Dinellen next as Dinellen knocked off North Marion. Bellevue won at Springstead. Vanguard was knocked out by Nice. They led that game early and then lost. And also, as we said, Forest is still alive. Forest winning last night. So they will be on
State
the road.
State semifinalists last year.
Yeah, they are a kind of quiet regular season, but they won their district in 8A. They win their first round game. So Forest, Coach Yancey's team, is moving on to the next round. But, yeah, it's getting pretty scarce for baseball teams there. Softball, yeah, you got some teams left with Columbia. And also congratulations to the teams that advanced to the state semifinals, Chiefland and Union County in 1A. They won't play each other in the semifinals. That could be the state championship game matchup, though, if Chiefland can beat Wewahitchka and Union County can beat Chipley next week in Vero Beach.
Nature Coast Insurance is locally owned and staffed full-service insurance agency. They have offices in Chiefland, Williston, and Cross City, and they are committed to serving residents of North Central Florida. Their team works hard to build strong, long-lasting relationships because their customers are their neighbors and friends. Their attention to detail ensures you will receive the right coverages for your particular situation. For home, business, auto, life, or health, Nature Coast Insurance has a product that will suit your needs. NatureCoastInsurance.com. Check them out online. First pitch of the inning from Austin Wood to Wyatt Langford is bounced foul over to the third base side. By the way, I mentioned that Madison County had a leadoff triple. Ty Cook comes back to strike out the side.
Wow.
So no score, Madison County and Union County heading to the second inning.
Yeah, as you said, that game in Madison tonight, Madison County winning their district title. Union County lost to Williston for the 1A District 7 title.
Oh, one pitch, a changeup, and he had him fooled, nothing in two as he swung and missed it. Trenton 23-1 on the year. Only loss, as you heard in the pregame, to Santa Fe, a 5A school, as there's a swing and a miss. Langford out on strikes for the first out of the inning.
They lost 8-6 to Santa Fe here in Trenton, and that's the only loss of the season. And now if you lose, you go home. One loss, win your season. So the pressure definitely picks up here as Trey Sanchez will bat.
16 in a row now for the Tigers.
Taylor, though, off to the good start tonight. Had three of the first four on and scored a run in the first on the RBI single by Austin Wood.
First pitch to the junior right-hander is a swing and a miss. Nothing in one the count.
308 for Sanchez, driven in 14 runs. The breeze is starting to feel nice here.
Yeah, it is.
Sun heading down to... said 98 when we were on our way out here today. It's hot.
One pitch missed for a ball. 1-1 the count.
Well, we got mid to high 90s in the first couple weeks of May. You know it's going to be a long summer.
Nice to turn that AC on full blast on the ride over. Check swing, but he did go around on a pitch low and outside. Yeah. And the count now 1-2 to Sanchez as Austin Wood looks for his third strikeout in a row going back to the first inning. Takes a breath. and delivers. The 1-2 pitch, fastball. Boy, that was a tough one to take, but it just missed. Maybe a little bit inside for ball two, 2-2. We are set up on the first base side, so not directly behind home plate. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Wood. He kept it low, and that's back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. Three in a row now.
And
two away.
He's striking out the heart of this lineup, too, with Fuller, Langford, and Sanchez just blowing it by him as he did there. Three strikeouts, five batters in a row retired for Austin Wood here early in this game.
1-0, Taylor leads it. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs, bases empty for the catcher, Colton Rucker. Another righty, and he takes a fastball for a strike, nothing and one. A 1 pitch. One's low for a ball, and the count evens at 1-1. We are right on top of the Trenton dugout.
Yeah, it was nice to be in Lake City last night, not only because of the great softball game I mentioned between Gainesville and Columbia, but how about the
1-1 pitch. Oh. That's grounded sharply to first off the glove of the first baseman, who tracks it out of the air, and it goes to the bag, but not in time. It caromed off the glove of Peterson straight up in the air, and once he got to it, it was a foot race at that point.
Yeah, Coach Peters is coming out to argue with our first base umpire. And that ball, right, it was hit really hard and high in the air as it went off the glove of Peterson. And it was just a run to the, kind of a sprint to the first base bag there, and umpire said Rucker won. That's the first hit of the game for Trenton. First base runner with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Coach Peters not with it, doesn't have his hat on, so this is kind of a right now a nice discussion between the two.
But they're pretty
heated.
Close. I mean,
they
if they were any closer, they could hug.
That's what I'm saying. and then they shake their heads. So I guess we had an agreement after
a
all that.
Nod there. Okay. First base umpire Jamie Fike.
We've got a great view of first base here where we're sitting. I think he was safe, too. I think that it was
very close, though.
It was very close. Yeah. I think that there was a tie there, and I think Rucker beat him. But, yeah, it could have you could have called that one either way, really.
So Wesley White will go in at run at first base. He is the courtesy runner. He'll take his lead as Jacob Guthrie, the eighth grader, steps in right side, and the fastball is hit right to third. The throw over to first will be in time. 5-3 put out. And the inning is over. Tigers get their first hit of the game, but they fail to score. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on base. We've completed two. It's Taylor 1, Trenton 0. We'll return to Trenton High School right after this.